Chapter 4 Review. A reference is essentially an alias for a variable. That is to say, given a reference R to a variable A, we can directly access A with R since R refers to A. Using references, we can, for example, return multiple return values from a function. Make sure you know how to legally declare a reference, return multiple return values with them, and their differences from non-reference variables. A pointer is a special variable type that can store the memory address of another variable. Given a pointer to a variable, we can access and modify the actual variable pointed to by dereferencing the pointer. By using pointers, we can return multiple return values from a function, pass arrays to functions efficiently, and use dynamic memory. In C++, the array name can be converted to a pointer to the first element in the array. We can navigate an array, given a pointer to its first element, using pointer arithmetic. You can expect an exam question about this. You will need to know how an array is passed to a function and how to iterate over it using pointer arithmetic. Dynamic memory allows us to create and destroy memory at runtime, which is while the program is running. Thus, we can allocate and destroy memory to meet the current needs of the program at runtime. To allocate memory, we use the C++ new operator, and to destroy it, we use the delete operator for non-array pointers and the delete array operator for array pointers. Remember that, to avoid memory leaks, every new operation should eventually have a corresponding delete or delete array operation. Make sure you understand memory leaks and how to recognize them in code. If you need a resizable array, then use standard vector instead of dynamic memory. Standard vector handles the dynamic memory for you, thus preventing accidental memory leaks. Moreover, by using standard vector, less code is needed, and therefore the program becomes easier to manage and maintain.